We are definitely seeing the political ebbs and flows swinging back in the Republicans' direction. Polling from around the country looks to be giving GOP candidates the edge in many places, including the Senate races from Nevada, North Carolina, and Ohio, along with the GOP candidate making strong gains in Arizona and Pennsylvania. Republican odds of overcoming an unfavorable Senate map are improving. With early voting underway in 15 states and others coming online every day, the trends appear to be breaking the Republicans' way, possibly at what could prove to be exactly the right time. Outside organization spending is a major factor in today's politics. According to the Open Secrets Organization's latest public disclosure reports, the Pennsylvania Senate race has attracted the most outside money. Organizations have spent a combined $155 million to deliver their specific messages to the electorate in order to influence the Keystone State voters' choices. The spending has favored the Democratic side by just over half. The House race attracting the most outside organization spending, which is not directly connected to any campaign, is the state of Oregon's new 6th District, the seat the state gained through reapportionment. Here, more than $17 million has been spent, well over 80%, going to aid Democratic candidate Andrea Salinas in a new district that should easily favor the party's nominee, but has turned competitive. Closely behind in heavy spending is Michigan's 7th District, where incumbent Democratic Representative Alyssa Slotkin finds herself in a tough race against GOP State Senator Tom Barrett. Over $16 million has been spent here, with the outside organizations basically splitting the money evenly between helping and attacking the individual candidates. The South Texas congressional district of Henry Cuellar is third on this list, attracting just over $16 million, with the split being about even in terms of aiding and attacking. Much of this spending came in the Democratic primary campaign, as Representative Cuellar was under heavy attack from an opponent within his political party. It's rare to see two pollsters in the field at the same time producing exactly the same result. That's what we have seen in the Michigan governor's race, however. Emerson College and the Signal research firm surveyed the Wolverine State electorate and found both Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer leading Republican nominee Tudor Dixon by a 49-44% count. This represents one of the closest results we've seen for this race and is more credible since two independent pollsters both detected the identical result. The latest financial disclosure reports are available. Georgia Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock again tops the list of prodigious fundraisers. For the entire campaign, Senator Warnock has raised an incredible $111 million for his re-election effort. Next closest is Arizona Senator Mark Kelly, who has pulled in over $75 million. The top Republican is South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, who has attracted more than $50 million in contributions. Overall, this is another record-setting election cycle for candidate fundraising. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.